budget and a review of the 2019 preliminary budget summary for all funds. Ms. Miller.
Thank you. Most exciting time of the year, budget.
Yay!
I prefer Christmas.
Or even Halloween. Yeah.
But budgets are kind of like Halloween. You're dressing up stuff that's really ugly and trying to make it fun.
That was well done.
Yeah.
As a guy who's been through countless budget seasons in the corporate world, I know what this speak. Now that I'm an architect, I don't have to do that. So. Yeah.
Right. So in Washington State, a lot of RCWs that really regulate budget have been put in place a long, long time ago. They probably have some archaic terms and unusual dates, but we try to meet all of them anyway. And municipal research is very helpful. They put out this budget document every year to give me what, remind me what all those official dates we exactly have to, it says when the mayor has to have her letter done, it says when the departments have to get their request to me, and when I have to give them to the city clerk, and so we have that schedule to help guide us, and that we use that then to adopt that calendar. That doesn't mean we couldn't move a work study a day or two, you know, either way, but we still have a time frame, we have to have it done by these 30 days. So following all those guidelines, one of the things that they prescribe in there is that I have to review with you how last year's budget looked and what the revenue to date is and where I think really will end up the year. So I put my crystal ball out based on what a lot of different pieces of data and take every single line and every single budget and go into the background knowing what I know about, oh, when that bill's really taken, they can try to forecast based on just what trend I have, where I think it will be. Add all those numbers up and say, oh, is that more or less revenue and more or less expenditure, and where are we going to end the year? Carry that number, say, and that's where I think we'll start next year. So we do this early on, like I said, from a 50,000 foot level, because there's a lot of data we don't yet have. We don't have our property tax and keep it. They don't send that out until October, so I have to get my crystal ball out and try to figure out how much new construction they might have picked up and what they did with the assessed valuation, not really knowing.
How about your scientific professional
right.
view?
Right. And 40 years of history of doing this. So I've gotten so pretty close on what I don't know. So we use what MRSC, they give us some formula, some of the capital revenue. We use you know what all the departments have requested. We put all those numbers in for next year. We use information from the CIP that we've documented. We use everything we can think of to try to form the best 50,000 foot level. And then we put together what we call a preliminary. So it's really at a high level. At this point, then we have two following meetings next month where we lower it down. Now I've met with all the departments, we have another month of data, I have property tax data by then. The MDIRT agreement isn't due to be signed for their workload until September 30th, so I'll have that. I'll have an extra month of sales tax and revenue and everything. Right now we only have November because we're not even done with September yet, so I don't have September data. So I'll have another month by the time we meet again. And we will have looked at all the numbers we initially put in there and go, maybe that should be a little bit higher. So these numbers will change some. They won't change dramatically, but they will change some because we'll have better information by the time we get out there. So we, when we start this process, the mayor's been really good since she took over to have management meetings where all the steps through, I bring reports to show here's where we are, here's some of the issues. reprinted the documents so you can use this, they just gotta kind of pull one out and look at another one. So if you want to go into, start with the general fund, always that's our primary fund in the city where we do all, the majority of all of our operating expenditures. And I start on the left, with what we adopted in the 2018 budget, where we went through August in all those different numbers, and then where I believe will be December 31st. So I've looked at all those numbers to say, do I think it'll be a little bit higher, a little bit lower? And like in the case of property tax, we actually collected a little bit more, so when we adopted the budget last year, I didn't know that we were gonna collect more, so it looks like we're gonna be able to collect maybe 13,000 more. So I showed we'd end a little bit higher. Sales tax, on the other hand, we just got the new number yesterday. I'll hand those out so you can see the trend and the information that I work on finance committee. Sorry. I'll get you a copy, Brenda. So we got the new August amount yesterday. The mayor hasn't seen it yet, or September amount that they're gonna be sending, and that's really business's July sales. So if we were to get it on new construction material out of 10 trails, that's the building material they might have ordered by July. Well, they didn't really even get the permits kind of going until April, so they weren't, you know, they started a little bit and they got a few done by then, but as we go along, we should see that increase some, not dramatically. So last year we collected 599,818, and I had thought, based on the information we had, oh, they're gonna really be building a lot faster, we'll start sooner and everything. So I had budgeted we'd have 660,000 this year. It doesn't look like we're gonna maybe hit that. It's only 1% over last year. So I'm showing that we're really only gonna get about 600,000 this year. Next year I put in there that, you know, we're gonna try to do a little better next year, but it's still difficult to know, and it's hard to really count on and plan your expenditures, saying for sure that's what I think we're gonna get. So I'm a little bit modest in that, but I follow these every month, and then we can also look in the backup data to see where it's coming from, to see is it new construction, is it retail, is it? So we can kind of really dig into every single number. The utility taxes, on the other hand, are down a little bit, and that's primarily cable.
Just from your own lives, that people are getting rid of landlines, they're going with cell phones, they're finding their cheaper plans, and people are getting off cable TV. So I expect that to continue to go down a little bit. I show that next year should be up maybe 6%, and that's with some new people coming in and some utility tax from some of our own water, sewer, and storm utilities from the new houses that we get in. Cable TV right now, the franchise fee, which is a 5% fee we collect on all the cable revenue, I had budgeted a little bit low. I think we'll be 2,000 higher this year, and I said we should be up maybe a little bit more than that, because now we've got the new Wave franchise out there, and we definitely are gonna have houses out there probably with cable TV. Business license, I just show that we've already collected more than our budget, and I expect we'll still have a little bit more by the end of the year. So next year I budgeted a slight increase. We're gonna go to the state, and what's happened there is people that go on a state system, businesses maybe have gotten a state license but have neglected to get their city license sometime, and that way they have to get both of them at the same time, and the trend has been that you actually get more on your business license revenue because they'll collect it and then remit it back to us. So not a lot, but I did put a little bit extra. The liquor excise and liquor profits, those are numbers that come directly from the state, and it looks like we're going to be right at budget by the end of the year, and they give us a per capita number, and it's based on black population. It didn't increase that much.
Do we know what Maple Valley makes off of their cannabis shop year-to-year tax, right? Because that comes in as a liquor tax, right?
Cannabis has its own tax revenue code. I don't
so, but it's under the liquor board, right?
And they may get some sales tax too, I could give them a call and see, I don't know.
Just interesting to find out.
Well, if you do that, you might wanna call Covington too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Covington too.
Do they both allow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, alright, yeah, I'll check, I do know that, Buckley gets a nice.
Yeah, cause they've got bugs.
Buckley's got the big one.
Yeah. And there's not a lot, there's not a.
I've heard.
They get a lot of money from there, so, yeah, that's something I haven't really researched, but I plan to, by the time we come back next time, look at revenues we aren't now getting that maybe other people get. You know, just so I try to inform you, when we get down to the lower level, here's some revenues out there we shied away from, like B and O tax maybe. We don't really have that many businesses in here, and sometimes they tend not to settle if they know you have a B and O tax, so. But we have had in the past, and other cities do, so I'll bring some of those options when we meet next time.
Cause that might be something to look at as a revenue.
Absolutely.
Especially because now anybody in Black Diamond would either be going to Maple Valley or Covington or Buckley, right? So it'd keep revenues here.
Yeah, I will give both of them a call.
But you don't wanna really do B and O tax, cause that just.
No, no, not the B and O tax.
But the cannabis.
I'm talking about cannabis tax, yeah.
And we, in previous council voted it down when it was all brand new and.
Yeah, it was kinda.
Yeah.
It was a little scary back then.
Unfamiliar.
And, yeah, well, I still think it's kinda scary, but.
Well, so far, people haven't been having problems with it.
Yeah, we've checked with the other cities to see if their crime rates have gone up, because they haven't, and they haven't expressed that they have. I mean, you have crime rates about the same as you're gonna have, whether you have allowed it or not.
Well, and now that the pharmaceuticals are into it, I was reading an article today, and I haven't confirmed it, about the CBD being removed from Schedule One, so. Because a drug company has a drug that, yeah, so.
Okay, and so then we have another group that's our King County EMS, that's the fire levy that we get, that we remit to the fire department. Some recycle grants and just some miscellaneous grants, and those are gonna be very close to budget, and about the same next year. State sales tax assistance, that's the one I talked to you about at the last meeting, is in the past, we get $95,000 as a year, because we had such a low sales tax revenue. We get $250,000 a year, now we're up to $600,000. So they're going, okay, you're no longer in that low income, low sales tax level in the per capita, so we're reducing it. So we've received $7,500 this year, we may get one more payment. But it looks like if we continue to grow, we'll have zero for tax. So I didn't really budget any, because we don't have any way to know exactly what our sales tax will be next year and how much they might reduce it. If we do, it'll be a minimal amount. Community development, that's all the permits and the land check, land use fees and all the plan check fees and all the revenue they take in there. That's the area of growth. And we knew that last year, we budgeted, I thought, quite a high number based on what we'd had in the past. And right now, we've exceeded that number. And I show that we'll be about $150,000 above that number by year end. And part of it was that they could have, what are those permits called, where you could register permit, where if you come in, you have your plan checked, it's registered, you don't have to pay plan check fees anymore.
Yeah.
Well, the one developer never did do that, so we've gotten way more plan check fees than I budgeted, because I knew that they expected to have so many that they would pay, and then the rest would be zero for plan check. And I'm still seeing plan check fees coming in from.
Is it because they're using different plans every time, they don't have the standard one that they had approved?
I don't know.
Well, in order to get them approved ahead of time, they have to bring them in and have them approved ahead of time, and I decided not to do it.
I have a question. So with the revenue that we're getting in community development, is that covering the cost of the employees?
It is, and I'll show you on the next page their number.
Okay.
And you'll see that it is. The problem is, we get the revenue day one, you come in, you put in your permit, you gotta pay your plan check and your building permit. That building permit plays for inspections way down the road after you've gotten everything approved, got the whole thing built and you're ready for inspection, and you get billed and we pay them. So I would say there's 4 to 6 month lag on the expenditures. So So we're gonna carry over some money at the end of the year that is that money that's gonna have to pay for the future inspections. So it's kind of a, an interesting little dilemma there, but I've kind of followed when do the bills come in, you know, cause by the time they bill in the next month, we pay. And it's already been a delay when it started, cause it, those buildings took longer than I thought they would to get up and going. But maybe once they get going, they'll go faster, so. The police department, they're, they get a lot of grants, they also get some money from this criminal justice for sales tax. And then they do their traffic school, and they have a traffic officer, and we get quite a bit of revenue. I, and we're right, almost right at budget right now. I expect we'll have another 72,000-75,000 by the end of the year. We're gonna use about 50 of that to set aside for the police car that you guys approved. So even though they've gotten extra money, we're gonna actually pull it down on the expenditure side, so it won't just be leftover money. The court revenue, I had thought when they started traffic school that a lot of people would go to court. Well, they're pretty much all going to traffic school, so the court revenue. And then the court also is running into situations where there's a lot more revenue that they can't collect because people are low income or the judges, you know, defer and a lot of things. Even last week they called and there's an interest we used to collect and now they no longer allow us to keep that. So they're really cutting back on the kind of revenue we can keep as part of traffic tickets. So they still have the same expenditures, but it's harder to get the revenue. So I show that we are gonna be at 135 by year, but that's a $60,000 budget kind of reduction that we need to cover by additional revenue. And next year I show that the trend looks like it could continue to grow a little bit next year. So I did increase it, but I'll be looking at that number again with the court to say, does that look realistic or do I need to pull next year's budget down?
How close are we on court cost to court income?
They never, it's kind of like running a park system. You get a percentage of covering your expenditures. Courts are hard to cover all their expenditures. Charges for services, this is revenue we get from interest income or something we hadn't really budgeted, just miscellaneous things. It's pretty small, I believe. Oh, I think it also includes our passport revenue that we get. So it's down a little bit, but not that much. Parks revenue, I show we're gonna be 3,000 under budget, but it's the boat launch. It was cooler at the start of the year this year, and we didn't have as long a hot season this year, so it really affects how much we get on
the boat. We had the machine broke down during, like, in July.
Yeah, in fact, it was broke down this week again.
Yeah, broke down.
Yeah, so we're gonna get a new machine next year, and hopefully that will keep the revenue consistent. But on the other hand, the gym revenue has really exceeded what we budgeted. Not a lot, but it's gonna be above budget, so that's good. And I budgeted about the same next year. Cemetery, boy, that's a tough one, and my crystal ball doesn't even help me there. so far we've got 4,700. You know, we're getting the new niches. I don't know how much we get from each one, so I've got to really look in that for next year. So I didn't budget very much next year. It seems like every year it's really been
It's in the bylaws, and they raised it, so you should probably ask Seth.
Yeah, I can look at that when we go for the next meeting. I'll look at that and see if I can increase that any. But I didn't increase much for next year. And in the funding agreement, it's pretty close to budget right now, so I think we'll be okay on the funding agreement. So the overall revenue I show is going to be up 20,000 if you take all of those numbers, all those shortages and downfalls, and that's the thing, where one might be over, the other's under, and they kind of cover one another. So it doesn't really change that much. And even next year, if you look at the increase in revenue, total operating revenue, the whole thing is only 75,000. And again, this is a 50,000 foot level I'll look at again, but I don't expect it to be huge. Down the road, when we get more houses sold and they get on the property tax, that'll start to slowly increase that. As we get more commercial, hopefully that'll start. And those are our biggest two revenues. Anyway, hopefully we'll get to a point where that'll
Well, like the Provident Place will be good for sales tax, right?
Right.
Because they sell a lot of parts and stuff.
Yeah, I had really hoped it would be way more than that this maybe the permitting, community development, I'll look at that one again, it may be higher than that, it's hard to know.
Well, and Tough Mudder was this month, and last year we got our sales tax from Tough Mudder in November, so.
So we'll look at that one and see, but anyway, so I don't show that there's that much difference right now. And again, I'm budgeting, you don't wanna be too low and you don't wanna be too high, so I do kind of conservative, a little bit on the conservative side, cause you'd rather over collect. And go to the next page, expenditures, and these are kind of what we call our different departments. And first is the council budget, and right now I show that you've got 2,500 units that I don't think you're gonna spend, but you might, it's primarily in the training area, and so I don't know.
We need to take a retreat then, somewhere warm, and do some training.
Yeah.
Occasion.
So right now I showed, might end up with 13,000. And I put the budget pretty much in, at what it was.
Well, 2,500 bucks, we might get to Yakima.
I'm okay with that, it's part of.
The mayor's budget, looks like should be pretty close to budget here, and I think she put a small, training increase in her budget for this year. Administrative services, that's myself and the city clerk and IT administrative functions. It looks like we could be 14,000 altogether with all of us under budget, and that's just a variety of things that cause that. Next year, we have a 5% increase and we have to have another audit. And our audits are like,
oh, yay.
And they had a 5% rate increase.
That expenditure comes out of your budget.
A part of it comes out of some of the other departments also. So anyway, that influences.
Do we really have to pay if they never give us a report?
Yes. Yeah, they have bill collectors.
That's on them. That's on them. We've done our part.
They call and do what they can. But anyway, and I'll look again at all the numbers as I go back through them. Legal services, we really spent about $100,000 more than budget this year on paying off all those final lawsuit charges, the final settlement, everything. We weren't really paid this year.
Okay.
But we're under in our regular bill every month that we get. It's our public disclosures are down. Even the regular legal bill from David is down compared to what it was in the past. We even had to fight all those wars, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's helped offset it, and I think we're gonna be a little over budget, but not as much as I thought. Next year, I reduced it a little bit, because I reduced the lawsuit amount a little bit. I'm hoping that's true. Because I knew we were gonna have some settlements, and so I had budgeted a higher amount than normal for lawsuits, but I pulled it down a little bit for next year. The prosecuting attorney, public defender, those are pretty standard. They had some fees in there in case there was extra days or extra sessions, and we haven't had any, so I show we'll end a little bit under budget. And just based on that trend, I increased it more than I thought we'd end, so that there's a slight increase next year. The court, and again, you can look at their revenue compared to their expenditures, it's quite a bit less. This is the court expenditures I show will be at 258. And, but that's the judge and with the police security and all the different things. Public defense, a lot. We have to spend a lot on free public defense.
Interpreters,
all that stuff. And next year, I showed that, you know, it could be close to what I budgeted this year. The police department, their budget, they're running a little bit under. Again, they just have so many lines there, it's difficult to know, and I'll have to go back through and see. I know that their jail costs are going to be over budget, but there's some other lines that were under budget. It's hard to know with all those lines which ones are really going to need. Next year, we did an increase, and it's primarily for jail costs and for valley comp. Those are their two big expenditures. We did not add staff. We increased their overtime a little bit, but not very much. So it's a 4.7% increase, so it's not a huge increase, even though the dollar amount's quite a bit. The fire department, they actually billed for their Jaws of Life, which we didn't have budgeted, so we're going to pay that $31,450. So they'll be a little bit over budget, but the other budgets will cover it. Next year, I budgeted a 3.4% rate increase. I usually do that because their contract is tied to a COLA number.
Do we have money in the budget for that, the survey, the study?
No, but, no, we don't. But the thing is, it's premature to do that study until we know that we're going to actually do an annexation. Because if you do the study now and we don't do it for 5 years, then the study has to be redone.
Right, but we may want to do the study at the end, start the study at the end of the year. And I'm just saying is that
we
at some point in time, I don't know how much the study costs. So
well, we don't know either. We at one time estimated it might be around $20,000 or $25,000.
That's why I figured it was like 25 grand.
For our share.
For our share.
For us.
Yeah, because they pay half.
50-50 with
right. Yeah.
But I would think that as part of the discussions on contract, continuing our current contract with them, they're going to want to renegotiate that. Costs for fire are going to go up a little bit. And then they may want to tie into that contract that we have the study started or at least budgeted for. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So right now,
I would much rather budget for it and not
mm-hmm.
need to use it
yeah.
than won't have to do it and not budget for
well,
it.
Well, I think we need this to be cognizant
yeah.
of the
only
fact
only 76,000 more of revenue next year, so we just have to be cautious about how it's been big chunks.
Right, and
76,000
and make sure that when we do this study that it's going to be a valid study,
mm-hmm.
not something that's I was going to ad hoc committee meetings 5 years ago when we were talking about, let's do the study now,
yeah.
yeah, or yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we had spent all that money back then, which we didn't have, it would be irrelevant today.
Yeah.
So we just need to be careful.
And then the other one is just a miscellaneous category where we have that the emergency expense recycle, animal control, mental health, so they're kind of mandatory. Fees and things that we have to pay.
Right. Like animal control is a fee that the county gives us, right?
Right.
They,
right. And,
they
and it went up a little bit, so a lot of.
We just not pay it and the guy doesn't come?
No, then you have to provide your own officer and your own truck and your own insurance. And
yeah, you don't need another
job. We investigated
job.
That.
No,
it was
I,
really.
I have Tony. I don't have to worry about another job.
So is
I'm actually kind of thinking maybe they do grab him.
Is that a.
It's a bylaw.
I don't know if we updated his chip when we got
him.
So
they
taking some family in this
they have to call mental health professionals to come out to a
they just assess
situation.
All the cities in Washington State of some amount, and they send us a bill, and we have to all pay it. Goes
okay,
into
so
a kitty.
Like
somebody
a
else doles out the
specific
money.
Fee if we have to have someone
no.
come help with
a
problem.
No,
it's a split
it's
pool.
Just a,
yeah,
it's
a
pool
of money.
Mandatory, yeah.
Okay.
The MDRT budget, they're a little bit under budget this year. They had budgeted for their staffing that didn't get on board January 1st. We didn't fill Justin's until, Justin, until later he moved over to do the inspection. So they saved a little bit of money. Next year's budget is going to be reduced by $93,197. We had $60,000 this year for vehicles and computers and stuff. They're not going to rebudget that. And then the other is they're continue to reduce what they reimburse us for staff. They continue to reduce what they pay for community development, for me, for Seth, and for city clerk position. So every year we just reduce a little bit more.
Is that planned reductions that's in the MDRT?
Well,
so
it's
we know ahead, or
no? It's what they decide. They do the budget based on how much time they think each of the people that they've been reimbursing are spending on the development. And so, if they believe that we have other work in the city other than the development, now Andy gets paid 100%, but Brenda's probably doesn't spend as much time on MDRT that she used to, and. You probably don't either.
No.
So it's they estimated, and then if Andy doesn't like it, he goes back to them and says, no, I don't think this is fair. I think that you need to provide more money for May or for Brenda. But
they've been gradually reducing it.
But
so
it's not a formula, but it is in the development agreement, and the funding agreement basically
that
says
reduce,
that they can take down. We can't make a profit on our work that they. On their
right.
development. So we can't make a profit on that. So we have to start paying our own staff. in lieu of them supporting the staff.
And we've gone from, we used to get 2 million for staff, and then it went down to 1.5 million and on down, down, down. So we're down to a pretty small amount.
Some of those reductions happened during the downturn. It was pretty catastrophic. That's when people were had furloughs.
Yeah, we had laid off furloughs. We laid off 2 police officers.
Yeah.
It was a hard time. Okay, let's see. Community development. This is the expenditure side, and their expenditures, I estimate they'll be about $138,000 under what we budgeted this year, and that's primarily because of the lag in the bills we got from the contractors. We knew we were going to have to pay for inspection and all, but we didn't have any inspections to go out and do. And then the community development director didn't start until late in the year, so we saved some staff time there. So we saved a little bit this year, and a lot, most of it was really the lag in the professional service billing. Next year, I budgeted that we'd go to $855,000. So that's a $48,000 increase over the budget. So I think they're doing more, and so we need to be able to plan to pay for that. But we are saving some by having our own building official. We'll save some next year by having our own building.
Yeah, we just hired a building official this week. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So instead of contracting out, we will have our own person.
And not only that, we'll have them 5 days a week.
Yeah.
So that'll be really great.
The developers like that. They don't have to wait until.
And he will be able to do some code enforcement and some other things, community, you know, be out in the community and look at issues that we have because we don't have enough staff to really do that effectively right now.
Facilities is just like our building rent and our electricity and phone and computers and copiers and all that stuff, and it runs pretty close to budget. Next year about the same. Parks department, they're a little bit under budget, but not much. Next year I show they'll be about this, a little bit less, and I looked at that, and it could be how we're allocating the new public works staff. So. I talked to Seth today, and we're going to relook at if their positions are covering some of the parks and cemetery. Should part of it be charged here? So those.
Right, because we'll have that trail to maintain, right?
Right, right.
So that'll be more time. It may not be a full person work.
Right. So I talked to Seth today.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Before we meet again on general government, we'll have looked at those, and I expect those reductions to go away. I don't expect it to go up a lot, but I expect it.
Would that, do we need to ballpark any numbers for skate park? Is skate park a thing that has to be done next year, or is that it?
Those are capital kind of expenditures.
Oh, okay.
And
all right, I didn't know if it, because it was repair, if it was capital. Or,
well,
or we're gonna
if
replace
it's very
it.
Many dollars, we put it in capital, because that
right.
Would enhance the life of it,
yep.
And that's identified then as capital. So we do that when we do the CIP. Anyway, so if you look at right after line 14 over in 2019, we're only showing we're going to spend $75,000 more in this whole budget, and that's a 1.4% increase. So that's really keeping it modest and mild, and while there were some requests for positions, we just didn't show there was sufficient revenue to really
Yeah, until they start putting
point.
People in those houses, we can't.
Yeah. And I believe it will come, but it's just slower than you'd like.
Yeah.
So
it's like,
anyway.
Wait, didn't they start selling them in March? We don't have like a.
We've sold.
I
three.
Know there's at least two families that are living in houses up
yeah,
there.
We've
so two now. Okay.
I just drove through.
I've seen a sale of three so far.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Through August. I don't have.
But two are now owner occupied that I saw because there's little signs in their yards. So
I know that Rob and Annie from Grace Road, they bought a new place in there. They've been moving to Black Diamond.
Oh, cool.
Good.
And then line 15, which is the consultants that MDRT use, that's RH2 and all the geoscience and all those things. You can see that their budget went up $585,000. We hadn't yet met with Oak Point, and he will be finishing that up, so I'll know more firmly what that number will be as he finishes this meeting. But that was, again, get your crystal ball out. And they expect with all the traffic stuff, that's primarily increasing the traffic.
But this is in our budget, but that's all reimbursed,
100%.
Right? So it's kind of
yeah. That's why I put it kind of below the line. It's
consultants, they go way up or way down and they're 100% reimbursed. So it really hasn't changed that much in the budget from what we've had last year. And I just don't, unless things really break loose in some big fashion. I'll be doing quarterly reports. I was mentioning to a staff today at the finance committee that, you know, yeah, budget's scary because you're looking clear through next December and saying, where is it going to be and everything. But it's still a budget, and we monitor it. I monitor every day, permits that come in, revenue every line. And we do quarterly reports for finance. And if anything is way off, we let you know. And budgets can be amended. So, and even when we had bad downturns and things all of a sudden, houses stopped selling or they pulled out and quit building, we let people know. We find out, we see it, we let people know, and then you make adjustments. So budgets are the framework you try to live in, you try to do the best you can, and hopefully they stay close, but they can be amended.
Can I ask a question about labor?
Uh-huh.
So we don't have the labor contract settled, right? But we did offer some wage increases to the staff. So if and when that gets settled and those wage increases go forward, then what happens to this budget?
It's in the budget.
Oh, if that's already.
If
1.5% and raise the rates of those four people.
Okay.
So everything that
we
negotiated
is
in there.
Good.
And if it changes, it won't be adopted till December 6th. Approximately, it could be adjusted and again. If it doesn't happen until then, it can be adjusted after that. I mean, budgets are here to measure and can be adjusted.
Of course, you took that into account.
Okay, the following page, I call this What Pays for What? And so it's one I did with the color columns over on the side that show what revenue specifically we show pays for public safety. So it's 100% of property tax and 100% of all the utility and gambling tax and all the criminal justice sales tax and all the liquor excise tax and profits and all the court traffic tickets and that fire EMS levy and all the business licenses and all the money that police take in for traffic schools and grants and everything. So we get about $2.5 million, but unfortunately, our public safety expenditures are about the same amount. In fact, it's short by $51,144. That doesn't mean we can't, you know, move some money from another source, but those are the ones we've been tracking in the last 10 years since I've been here, as we'd identified early on that property tax, instead of some cities say it pays for all of everything and they don't designate, but when we went out and lifted the lid, we said, no, it's going to pay for public safety. And try to identify some revenue that does cover public safety costs. Then the revenues that we haven't designated in the past to pay for that were our sales tax and the permits, which have to be spent for permits. It can't go to public safety. And the cable franchise fee, the sales tax assistance if we get any, and our passport money and interest income, the parks revenue that has to pay for the parks expenditures there, cemetery revenue that pays for the cemetery expenditures. So those revenues cover those costs. And then in the yellow column, the MDRT contract pays for the MDRT costs. And then we carry our fund balance. You can see on line 25, it shows, you know, are we still carrying over fund balance? We carried over fund balance last year, and we try to carry over a little bit each year. And the $63,000 from MDRT, that's a balance that they paid in advance for staffing, because they pay 1 month and a half.
So on page one,
mm-hmm.
you show sales tax assistance.
Yes, that looks like an error to me. I wrote
yeah,
on there.
Yeah, because
this
it's got
like
14 in there, and you have show zero for
right,
next year.
Right, I believe that's an error on this page. It looks
okay.
like it should have gone into another line. So I wrote, what is that? When I was writing my notes on here, I looked back and I did the same thing. I'm going, how can it be zero or 14,000? So that's kind of one we do to measure every year and kind of explain what pays for everything. So then these are the operating funds that I'm going over tonight. The st-
street fund, it shows the revenue expenditure all on one page, and the total revenue for 2018, it comes from gas tax and the right-of-way permits that people get. And then the other revenue is really if they get a street money for straight cutting down trees or whatever specific permit related money, if there's some civil things they have to do related to permits. So that's pretty all permit related. And again, permits started a little bit late, so we didn't get as much as I had expected in that area. And then we were always short of money, so council passed the car tab fee of $20 per car.
Mm-hmm.
And we get about $120,000 a year from that $20 car tab fee. That fee could be raised to 30 or 40 just by a vote of council. We haven't looked at that, but again, it's something we can
show. What happens if they pass the $30 car tab initiative and that gets voted through?
Initiative is an advice, not a law. And then I think the legislatures then have to decide if they're going to. At least my thought on it is.
Well, I thought 502,
you may
right?
Be right? You may be
but
right.
I have 1639,
1631. I thought an initiative looks at it, but I'm not positive.
So the initiative is what we as citizens go out and vote on.
Yeah, and then the legislatures have to say, hey.
No, the people speak, and then if it passes, then the legislature can't touch it for at least 2 years.
Right.
Okay, 1635.
What I'm just saying is I know they're pushing.
Say that again.
It's like when I-695 went to 9%.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it just happens, but.
Yeah. So if Iman gets his $30 car tab fees, does that mean we can't collect car tab fees or?
Well,
no.
This is a transportation benefit district that we voted in. That's different.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, if it's a different.
I'm pretty sure.
It's a different line item on my car tab fee.
I don't know
right.
If it is or not.
Yeah, it would be a state one versus
okay.
The city
local
one.
Okay.
But everybody in the state would get charged that.
Right, the 30 and then.
Yeah.
Then,
Yeah, I haven't followed.
I didn't know. I haven't read the initiative enough to see if they cap the whole tab fee at $30,
yeah.
Or if it's just the state part of the
fee. It's just the state part.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because jurisdictions still have the authority to.
Well, we have the authority to go
up to 40
without sending it to furlough.
Council can look at the revenue and say, well, we don't have very much money, and the street really doesn't have it. And in most cities, the streets don't have very much money. It's really an unfunded kind
right.
of area.
Well, and the other thing, too, with the TBD is we agonized over this for a couple of years.
Quite a while, yeah.
Because we didn't feel that our constituents could afford it
right.
to start with. We had to wait until the economy started to creep back up, and then it was like, okay, now is the time. So
Covington and Maple Valley did theirs a long time before we did ours.
Really?
And then now what Covington is doing is they have a ballot
sales
issue
tax,
coming up to add a sales tax percentage increase, and at that point their TBD will go away.
But they have a huge base, so they'll
but they've got, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they've
got,
they got
we don't have that base.
They got Costco.
Costco,
got,
Kohl's, Fred Meyer.
Yeah,
they
all
got
that.
All the big
and they're
guys.
Just building more every time you go.
And they're going to have a hotel and maybe
two
bowling
hotels,
alley.
A theater.
Yeah.
You know, when the Lakes project that they've got going on
yeah.
256, they're going to have a lot more revenue coming in.
So we've had this for a while, and I've only ever had two calls really that were discouraged about it. What is this and why are you doing this? But of all the people, I look today, you divide 120,000 by $20, that's 6,000 cars out there.
Yeah. Four,
that's a lot of 4, cars.
4,000 people in 6,000
yeah.
cars.
And
how does
dogs.
That measure out?
Right.
Well, you take our neighbors who have more vehicles than they have drivers. So.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people. I own two vehicles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We own three vehicles that are operable. And
yeah.
Ansel and Hollis aren't old enough to drive yet. So.
Frankly, we've had very, you know, like I said,
yeah.
two complaints and all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
And people.
So that's been
yeah.
great. Well,
so,
yeah, I think that was all timing.
Okay. Anyway, so our revenue, because of the permit side of it, kind of, and the right-of-way, is going to be down $30,000. But our expenditures, on the other hand, are going to be down a little, too, because we hired some of the staff a little bit late. Because I know Seth had staff budgeted for January, and it was way later in the year, fall, almost before, you know, just recently we got the last staff position filled. So
So we've saved some there, so in the end, we're gonna be pretty close to what we thought we'd be budget-wise, and then that carries over to be the beginning balance next year, and on the gas tax, it just doesn't go up. Even though the citizens, number of citizens go up, they take the per capita and divide it amongst the revenue they have, and since there's less and less gas vehicles, there's less and less revenue, and so every year we get less, not more. So it's really been a problem, and if it continues.
So that's why the road usage tax is steady, but I still don't know how it's gonna work. It doesn't look very, very feasible.
There's way too many misuses of that information, and people are wary of it anyway, right?
Or Big Brother.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You can't tell, you know, whether I'm driving on a road or if I'm.
That's true.
Got it up on a, you know, on a.
Private road.
Or you're out of state.
Servicing, yeah.
Or you're just servicing it, right? You've got it up on a dyno, right?
Yeah.
You can put, you know.
Very true.
I don't know, it could be complicated, so.
They didn't plan well with that gas tax. They should have seen the technology in the future.
Anyway, so I'm showing that.
Well, and they've been.
What happens when we don't have roads and we use flying cars? What are they gonna do then?
Well. George Jetson.
So I show the revenue next year is $25,000 less, mainly, I just don't know that the right-of-way permits or the other permitting revenue, how quickly it's gonna recover. I just have to base it on this year's trend. So on the expenditure side, they were hoping to add a couple of staff and administrative assistant and a permit person. I spoke to Seth today, it looks like that's gonna pull their fund balance, ending cash balance from 119 down to 51,000, and to be able to add those staff would take increasing the car tap fee or doing something else. So we'll relook at the staff request and see.
The wait.
Yeah, probably wait on those or do them part year or something, or do only one. So we have to look at that, so I'll be meeting with him before we meet again. Okay, and the water fund kind of on the other hand is doing the opposite because we've had a lot of hydrant rental and flushing and trusting storm ponds and new houses, and even when they built a school, they used a lot of water there to keep the dust down, and now they're irrigating out there all around about and all the trees and everything. So water, on the other hand, their revenue is kind of booming, even though I show it's only 20,000 over budget. This year, the trend every month looks like it's going up in the water. And as we get more and more citizens getting water, it will continue. I don't want to show a huge increase. I showed about a 2.9 just on regular and a little bit more on hydrant and irrigation, because the trend really shows that's where the increases are primarily coming from. And a lot more than what I thought. We had no backup to even have any idea what that revenue would be until we started seeing those bills. So now we have a better idea. So their revenue next year, I show, will be up about 58,000. And so while they could afford their portion of staff, we've got to look at how it's allocated and do we really need all that staff? And then it also affects the other charges. What else can we do in the operating fund? I show down that we could transfer out 100,000 over to capital, that we're making enough revenue, more than even with the new staff, that we could afford to transfer out 100,000. So we'll be looking at all these numbers more carefully, and they will change some, but at this point today, that's what it looks like. The sewer fund looks like it'll be pretty close to budget. We started with the beginning in 2017 with less cash than we thought, so that's pulled down their fund balance this year a little bit, and then next year, if we add those same staff, it's gonna continue to really harm their fund balance. Again, we'll relook at all those numbers and say, because what happens when you get one public works person, you allocate it out to the position. So we'll relook at how much time they think they'll be doing what, and did we allocate it correctly? And then second, should we wait till mid-year or later, fall year, whatever? And we'll be working with the mayor on all this. But their
fund is looking very healthy.
Are we looking at any sewer metro increases or Black Diamond increases?
Yes, Metro has notified us they're having a 2.5% rate increase, and I have it scheduled for November for public hearing and adoption. So we'll be bringing through that. We'd like to do the city side of the rate increase, but we still need to have that rate study completed. We were waiting to get this budget in place because he uploads all these numbers then and forecasts them out into the future to do the rate study. So the first, probably January and February, hopefully we can get through that and know where we are on the city side of the sewer rate increase. But we really, we're transferring in 100,000 of reserve instead of transferring out in water, and we can't continue to do that. So we really need a city sewer rate increase on our fee. Our fee is about 21 something a month, so it's not a huge fee, but we need to really look at that and make sure it's paying for the cost. Stormwater, also, we only get $16 a month per resident, so you don't get a whole lot of money from that. And then we do get some permit and grants and some other revenue there, but it hasn't ever been enough to build any cash at all for capital. So where water and sewer have capital reserves, stormwater has none, zero. So, and if we add the staff and allocate them to these funds, it would pull their fund balance down to less than 20,000. And I told Seth that we can't start the year with that small amount of cash. So that, again, that's part of the staff situation. So we can't just look at one fund, we gotta look at all four, and then we've gotta look at how would that staff be, what would that staff be doing for each one of the funds. So again, we'll be looking at that, but I expect that number will change, and some of these will definitely change on the sewer fund. We'll look at the sewer, the stormwater rate. Storm and sewer are the two that need rate increase, water doesn't.
What does this kind of GIP investment?
That's the investment pool that we take and put money in when we don't have, we're not using it.
So it totals all the cash we have and all the investment we have together, meaning that's our liquid cash balance. So that's the stormwater situation. And then the other thing that the state says, you have to know all your numbers on all funds. So to give you all the numbers on all funds, I can go to the next page, and we start.
Can I just ask you a question?
Yes.
So why do you just have the investment interest under stormwater?
Probably Janet would pick that line up. She had all these set up and downloaded numbers. The other, she put it in miscellaneous. She can pull them out.
It's
part of a format problem. We did this pretty quickly to get all these numbers out.
Okay.
But we can look at the format. The next time you'll see the
formats
will be the same.
Because there's investment in all of the funds.
They will all have interest.
It has percentages spread out.
Right. And our rates are going up on investment interest, so I expect it to be double what we've received in the past. Because, I mean, we were only getting 0.25.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so, and now it's gone up from that, and I expect next year it'll go up.
So she has a little formula that she sits down every month.
Oh, we have every month.
We figure out how much money she needs to pay for the fire department, for the police, for what loan payments we have to make, and figures out what she has left over and puts it into the investment.
So basically, your bank account.
So kind of
cash flow
projection.
Yes.
Kind of
So the last page, I took all the where I thought we would end and said that's where they're going to begin. One of the different funds there.
You've missed the page with the
Page. I'm sorry. That's what I'm talking about. This is the all budget.
Okay, because this you have a new page.
Yeah.
Okay.
All budget page. So all budget page lists all the funds down. So we have the general fund, all the special revenue funds, our street and our fire impact fees, and our PBD fund, and our traffic mitigation fund, and then the utility operating funds, and then all the various capital funds. So we list all those. We try to put what the beginning balances are, what we think all the revenue will be. That adds up to say that's all the funds you have available, your beginning cash and then revenue, and then how much you're going to spend, and then what will be left. And we did did this, we took all the capital off of the CIP we adopted, we took all these detail pages and tried to get all these numbers on here, but again, things will change as the detail pages change.
The REIT dollars will go up as they start clearing more areas, right?
Right, and you'll see REIT is line 13 and 15.
Yeah.
And we, houses, we only get like, I don't know, 2,500 house, so.
Do we collect REIT taxes twice? Do we collect it when Oak Point sells to the builders?
Yes.
And then when they sell to a homeowner, then we collect another one, right?
So when we, land sales.
Stop it.
Yeah, land sales.
Well, and we get taxed when they cut the trees down to make the land, the spot for the land, right?
Well, so far we don't have any tree tax, but.
So I thought Andy said that we get a, like a 50 buck a tree for every tree they cut down.
That might be in some tree ordinance, but as far as tax.
No, it's not tax, yeah, see, what he does is we get set asides from the builders, so they have to put so much money.
And then they have to replant trees.
Yes.
And then if they don't replant the trees, then we get to keep the money and we plant them where we wanna plant them.
But we're never gonna plant as many trees as they pull out of there.
Basically, it's one for one, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to keep track of how many trees.
I know, they have to count that. I'm just thinking, looking at that huge space, wondering where in Black Diamond we would plant all those trees.
Well, they're planting quite a few that qualify. So the development right now with all those trees that they planted, those qualify as replacement trees. So then if we plant trees someplace else, like in the park maybe, or someplace else along the right of way somewhere, then we get to take it out of that if they're not gonna replace them. But it's gonna be a long time before we find out how much they have replaced trees at, because they certainly aren't gonna be 60 or 80 foot tall trees.
Right.
But they have to be
a tree. They might be mistaken by a weed.
It's right.
Yeah.
So you see the pie at the bottom. The general fund is 41% of the whole expenditure budget. The utility funds 50, and then the capital 33. So it was important that you guys adopted that capital, because that really makes it good. Then we can just put the numbers in here. And we'll bring all that level of detail back to you, so you'll be able to see each project and everything. We'll come back. We'll get down to a lower level. So the state also says, I have to tell you about our debt. So we only have two debt issues. They're public work trust fund loans. One was a loan we took out 2006 for $180,000 to fix some corrosion control, and it matures in 2022. We pay $11,250 principal and $225 interest a year, and it'll be paid off in 2022. The other one helped buy our water from Tacoma and helped do the loan that Palmer has on the pumps and the pipes, the WFSA loan. He pays back that loan, $101,000 a year. And that's shown over where the developer's paying $101,000 of our debt. So we pay $202,000 and he pays $101,000. Every year I bill him, he brings it in before the debt payment's due. If he hasn't missed a payment, it'll completely be paid off for him and for us in 2020. And that will free up $200,000 a year for the water fund to do water improvements. So we're looking forward to that. And then the second one is even any internal loans, our sewer reserve fund loan money to the police for buying 4 police vehicles. And they're paying it back over 5 years. So we've already made the first payment, so we have 4 more payments to go. And then that will be paid off. So I'm required to tell you what I'm doing. And then the last page is, again, we're just at that circled first public work study. There's two others, item 5. That's where we'll get down. The departments will be here at that meeting.
I don't know if we usually go to that AWC.
I don't know. I've tried to look it up and I couldn't find it.
Yeah,
so I got to look at home.
Yeah, because the other one you're going to is when I'm going to mediation, which is on the 17th and 18th.
Oh, yeah, that's RNSA.
Yeah.
So we'll have
a
lot bigger document at the next meeting, and you'll be able to see a lot more detail about all the utility taxes and all about the revenue. We should have our early estimate. We do just general fund revenue and expenditure at the next.
So the next one will just be prior to our city council meeting then?
Right, and then the following one, we'll be doing all the public works, street, water, sewer, storm, also the REIT.
Sure, I have the 18.6.
All the individual capital projects, and then all those special revenue projects, the fire impact fees and all those different. So you'll have two really detailed meetings, then we go forward, item nine, we do the property tax, we have a public hearing on property tax, where talk about the 1%, what that would be, and the revenue and why we need it, and then vote on it on the 15th, item 11. Item 10, we make the final document, or the preliminary document available to the public November 15th.
Excuse you.
Then, item 13, we have to have a public hearing on the budget, that's our second public hearing, and then it can be adopted that night or on the 6th of December.
And October 25th, is that our regular 6:00 book study?
Yeah.
And then, today is just hoping that if we get our budget and everything approved, we could have the rest of the month off like we did last year.
You mean we're not gonna have a December 29th meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, that was horrible.
We don't wanna ever go through that again.
Yeah. So anyway, if, you know, if there's something that you, questions you wanna ask, something that came up after today, or something you weren't clear on, just give me a call. I think it's a fun.
It's 'cause you're a numbers girl.
Well, it's kind of a puzzle trying to figure out, I was amazed when I loaded all that revenue and loaded all the expense, they were very close, the mayor said how'd it come out, and I went, amazing. And, you know, I took hundreds of lines and I did every single line where I thought it would end, every single line where I thought next budget, I mean, hundreds of lines, and we put all that on where.
I only had like 6 lines on my budget, mine was not very.
I was just amazed at how close it came out, but I knew that we didn't have a lot of money for extra expenditures, so that helped, you know, helped us know that we just couldn't add a lot, 'cause I couldn't see in my head.
That's where 40 years of experience comes in handy.
Well, they did do a little preliminary one and decided how far we were off.
Yeah, we were.
We go back and talk to everybody.
Don't put a pin in the bubble.
Yeah, we had good meetings and we've been lively sometimes about, you know, what should be and shouldn't be and then what they want and why. But that's good to have all that discussion.
We might as well do all the wrangling beforehand instead of having people tearing their hair out when they're, you know.
This is the bottoms up budgeting that some of our other peers out there should be doing also. Instead of starting with, this is what my budget was, they'd come in and say, here's where I am, and I've got this many projects coming up, and I can't do it. So then your trade-off is overtime versus an employee.
Or you take down your fund balance and then we have no emergency.
That's just not a, that's a smart.
Right, and that's not a smart thing to do because.
That's raiding your 401K to buy groceries, you know, you don't really wanna do that.
Your personal budget, that's just scary.
Right, and the thing is that we know that there's gonna be a downturn or adjustment.
Yeah, at some point, the economy always goes.
Every 10 years, but maybe it's 12 years.
I've been through several. They're hard when they hit, but if you have some fund balance, it's okay to pull it down in those bad years, but you still gotta make some really tight, tough decisions while you're doing that. And then tight, tough decisions building it back up, but we've done that here. The mayor's really kept a solid fund balance and the state says we have a fit because we are doing that.
Well, and I think, you know, back when I first got on the council, we consciously made a decision to not overspend, to save, put as much into our fund balance as we can, knowing that you've gotta have a rainy day fund, because it's gonna hit.
Yep.
Then you've got others that wanted to spend every nickel that we got, you know, without even paying attention to saving money.
We've had hard times here, our departments are really very, very fiscally careful with their budgets, because we don't wanna be in those situations where we're laying off staff.
Yeah.
We wanna be able to.
Or have the city go bankrupt.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens, so.
So.
Okay.
I Thank you.
Okay. I move that we adjourn.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.